stepping out right here on Jazz 88.3. And that soulful folk voice right there belongs to Talia Morales, who's a local singer, songwriter, and musician, also playing the guitar there with her track I to We. And there's actually a connection to that track. Not only is it a lovely thing to play, but also we have Kalyani here, who's going to talk to us about an event that Talia is going to be featured at as part of the entertainment. But first, we got this.
Jazz and blues have strong roots in gospel music. Hi, I'm Janine.
What you heard before Talia Morales' I to We was Yaya Kole, and that was the Pan-African Orchestra. And so now I'd like to welcome Reiki Master and yoga instructor Kalyani here from the Sisters of Hanua. They're a production team that is part of the Yesburu Earth Wisdom nonprofit organization, who is putting on an event called Day of Miracles. Welcome to Jazz 88.3 and to Steppin' Out, Kalyani.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here and to let everybody know about this wonderful time that's going to be coming up on June 6th. It'll be held at the Swedenborgian Church in University Heights, and it's called Day of Miracles, and it's a full-day fundraiser where we are having a group of wonderful healers and psychics and people that do a lot of energy work come together to give wonderful energizing or relaxing sessions, depending on who you see, a day of relaxing treatments for a really low cost. You see three practitioners, and you can choose from our list that's available online at our dayofmiracles2009.com website, and you can go out there and see who's there. There are a number of people doing Reiki. There are some energy workers. There are a couple of people doing massage. There's a woman doing Thai massage, and a couple of indigenous healers doing other methods of healing. So you can also receive readings from a number of psychics. It's like giving yourself a full day spa treatment. It's a nice way to give yourself a break for the whole day. You can come, you can have your three treatments, you can stay for lunch, lunch is included.
Wow.
We're going to have the entertainment. Talia mm-hmm. will be there, and she will be playing. And we also have a wonderful belly dancer, Kathy Mavis, who's going to come and do some dancing for us. It's just a way for example, for women to come and take care of themselves for a few hours mm-hmm. and give themselves like a day of bliss, just, you know, maybe a massage, a Reiki treatment.
We're going to use some more healing in this world. Now, you mentioned Reiki a few times, and I know yourself, you are a Reiki master. What would someone maybe experience, or maybe tell us a little bit about what Reiki can bring to somebody, some of the benefits?
Sure. I do a lot of volunteering with my Reiki for Sharp Memorial Hospital okay. in the cancer wards. And what it brings to people mostly is a very deep sense of relaxation and calm. At the Day of Miracles, what we're going to do is we'll have our massage tables out so people can lie down and receive the treatment. To me, Reiki is universal energy or unconditional love that just flows through me from Source. And so it's just like your electronic system, your body and your energy field get harmonized with the universal energy, and it's just a very beautiful treatment. A lot of my patients report pain reduction. A lot of them fall asleep on the table. It's so mm-hmm. relaxing. So it's a very beautiful way to just treat yourself.
Wow, it sounds like a reconnection to your immediate surroundings, which I know in this day and age we get so disconnected by not being able to be completely present because we're either watching something or doing three things at one time and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. It's a way to slow down and listen to your body and get yourself reconnected with spirit.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, let's make sure that everybody knows the website, because they're going to want some information.
Sure. It's www.dayofmiracles2009.com, and you can go on there and you can see all of the practitioners. You can register for your three sessions. You can check out our raffle and items that are going to be up for silent auction. We have a couple of artists who are providing some beautiful pieces of artwork that are going to be auctioned off as well.
Great. Now, you must be doing this for a greater cause.
Oh, absolutely. This is part of Yatesboro Earth Wisdom, which is a 501c3 corporation, so it's a nonprofit. And this is for their Sisters of Hanawa project. The sisters are a group of women, elders, that we support, and we do things like they're women who are maybe out on a reservation, who are Native American elders who don't have a way to get their message out in the world. So one thing we do is provide a forum for them to have their audience and speak out. But we also do things like provide them with firewood for the winter, or if they need medical care, or they need transportation somewhere. So we provide a lot of support for women who are out there who have just this font of wisdom that are just such respected elders that we take care of them. We provide funds for them.
Well, that's a really honorable happening that you all are doing there with Sisters of Hanawa and the Yatesboro Earth Wisdom. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell individuals about coming to Day of Miracles, maybe the date and time, and just, you know,
sure.
Let it out.
One more time. It is Saturday, June 6th. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Swedenborgian Church, which is in University Heights, very close to the intersection of Normal and Park Boulevard.
Okay.
And again, it's $50 for 3 20-minute sessions with the healers. You get your free lunch. You get to see all the items that are up for a raffle and auction. Give yourself a chance to win something. And just spend the day and make it something for yourself so that you have a day of bliss, a day of relaxation. And it doesn't cost very much. It's only $50, and that $50 is going to a great cause to help out some wonderful Indigenous women elders.
And it's open to all people, all ages?
Oh, absolutely. I think that children, I think it's mostly for adults. I think, yeah. I think teenagers and on up.
Might be interested or might not.
Yeah.
Well, if you come and pay your entry fee, I'm sure it would be appreciated regardless of how it comes.
And I believe that the registration closes May 31st, so go online at dayofmiracles2009.com and sign up as soon as possible.
Oh.
Get your selections in there for which healers that you wish to see.
Well, I'm glad you came to talk with us about this event. It sounds like something that could really bring some great healing to this world, which we all need. We do it person by person, and that's part of the main reason why I asked Kalyani to come on to Steppin' Out to talk about her event. Of course, it's a nonprofit organization, which is fantastic, and also what it's offering is something that could be good for any individual. So just do what you need to do. Thank you so much for coming on to Steppin' Out, Kalyani, and if you have any more events like this, please let me know. I'd love to let you put a word out to the public.
Well, thank you very much for letting me get that out there. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you take care, and we're going to end our interview here with you with another song from Talia Morales, and this is a song that she composed for this particular event. Here is Day of Miracles by Talia Morales. You're listening to Jazz 88.3 and Steppin' Out.
On the day of miracles, come together. On the day of miracles, come together. Future generations. Judge and I'll praise you.